This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, good morning. How are you?
Boker Tov, just encouraging listeners to join in some of the conversation and the questions on what's been happening with the hostages. And I'll just start with a few snippets about things that have come out from the hostages. We've been hearing some of their stories over the last few days, especially from the four girls, Daniela, Karina, Liri, and Naama, who were released over the weekend. And it's interesting that Liri's father, Eli, was interviewed on the radio, and he gave a little bit of information about some of the things that Liri's been telling them of her time in captivity. The one thing that really grabbed my attention was the events surrounding their release from captivity. And we saw the pictures of them being paraded on the stage in the middle of Gaza City with everything so well choreographed, big posters and banners up, denouncing Israel and of course praising Hamas and all of the individuals who appeared all very well uniformed and armed and all turned out immaculately. Of course, the four girls in their khaki outfits, which were designed to resemble military uniforms. And Liri has told her father that Hamas had actually required the four girls to speak publicly.
Wow.
On the stage or from the stage at that particular event. And the four girls decided together that they were going to resist, that they were going to be defiant about adhering to the requirements that were set out by Hamas, and they were going to try somehow to ruin the ceremony as much as they could. The four of them stood together with their hands held, and we understand as a background that while they were in captivity, and to the extent that some of them were held together with each other, they were not allowed to hold hands while they were together. So this act of the four of them holding hands in public was something of an act of defiance. And they raised their hands in victory. And we saw that raising up their hands and smiling to try to show some victory gestures. And all of this seemed to ruin Hamas's plans to get them to speak. And in the end, they didn't speak. And Liri said that she was very determined not to speak, but that she said that she had decided that if they were going to force her to speak, she had one line that she had prepared in Arabic that she was going to say. And apparently that line was, "My name is Liri Elbag. I am number one." That was Liri's line that she had prepared to say publicly at the ceremony that was held to release them. So amazing acts of defiance, even throughout the time that they were in captivity. And I'm sure that we will hear a lot more. We've heard, for example, that Naama was held on her own for a lot of the time, that they were held in tunnels, some of them for up to 8 months of the time that they were in captivity. They were held in tunnels. We know about the fact that they weren't particularly well fed or looked after, and some of them were really denied human contact. The girls mentioned the fact that they tried to keep doing some physical exercise to keep them moving and to try somehow to compensate for the lack of other basics that they didn't have while they were in captivity. We've had a sign of life from Arbel. A video was released yesterday, which was filmed 3 days ago. She mentioned the date of the 25th of January. And obviously she is aware of what's going on. By the way, one of the other girls mentioned that on her birthday, she heard a radio broadcast from captivity where her parents wished her happy birthday.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane, this. You know, it's just
these stories. Just it's really just incredible.
Incredible.
One more little piece of information, which I think is worth noting. I did say yesterday that Agam, who is still in captivity, has been religiously observant, and she's trying to continue her observance even while in captivity by refusing to cook on Shabbat. Now, Agam's parents have come out saying even before the last release, they were concerned because of their observance and because of the release on Shabbat that there was a clash. And they made a special request for people not to transgress Shabbat even during Agam's release. They asked for photographs not to be taken. They asked for people not to undertake things which may transgress Shabbat, even though in terms of pikuach nefesh, in terms of saving of lives, the release of Agam was going to take place on Shabbat, and of course that would go ahead. Now, Agam's release has been set for Thursday.
It's just remarkable.
Of course,
yeah, the hand of God. It's just unbelievable. You can't not see this.
So there's a certain intervention which will allow Agam's release to go ahead not on Shabbat, and will allow them to observe as they usually observe. And that the Thursday release, which we really pray will take place and will go ahead smoothly, will not transgress their principles of trying to observe Shabbat. So I think it's just another interesting little observation.
Yeah, these things are incredible, because I've got no doubt, I'm certainly no expert on this, but I've got no doubt that these acts of defiance, which is really the holding on to some form of agency and power, will be critical in their recovery and in their journey towards recovery, that they were able to have some form of agency, some even in small little ways along the way.
I think we also need to remember that these girls, and of course our other hostages, not only these girls, but indeed many of the other hostages, were taken into captivity after seeing tremendous tragedy unfold right in front of their eyes. They didn't have a chance really to process that, to understand that many of their friends, family, colleagues were killed in front of their eyes. They saw it, and then they were taken into captivity. So they were on their own, isolated, and much of the time without human contact, with those views, those scenes that were probably replaying in their minds all the time about what they saw, and the people who were killed, and things that they didn't see, thinking about what might have happened. And they seem to have been quite well aware of many of the sort of macro things that were going on, the war that was going on, and the efforts by the families to try to earn their release and things. They seem to have been pretty much aware of a lot of that. But I can't imagine being taken into captivity by an enemy like that. And just, you know, after having gone through such a horrible experience. There is, however, one quotation that came from Eli Elbug, which was mentioned by Leary. And Leary said that there are 2 million terrorists in Gaza. She said that the children of 4 and 8 years old were cursing Jews while she was held in captivity. So she's come back to say this notion of innocent civilians is a fallacy, because the entire Gaza Strip, almost the entire population of Gaza, is really recruited to the cause of hating Jews, of cursing Jews, and of course trying to destroy Israel, which comes out of all of that. So this is something that has come from Leary Elbug, who was in Gaza for 474 days, and she is saying, don't believe this notion of innocent civilians in Gaza. Even the youngest child knows and is taught and is raised to hate Jews.
It's what they're saying is an entire area of 2 million people radicalized, because that's effectively what this is. You've got this radicalization of an entire population.
That's radicalized or forced to be radical. And we hear that from so many people who have seen the light. Many of the people who have been raised under those circumstances and who've become come to understand that that is not really the reality, that what they're being taught as children and what they grow up within is really far from the true reality. And we've seen so many Arabs, people even who've grown up within Hamas families, coming out now supporting Israel's cause, supporting Israel, and being highly critical of Hamas, of Fatah as well, to some degree, from within the Palestinian Authority area, saying that the radicalization and the attempt to educate people against Jews from day one of their existence is just wrong, and they've spoken out so strongly against it. But unfortunately, it's a very, very strong movement that is very difficult to counter.
What do we know about Thursday and then Saturday's release of the hostages?
We know that Arbel is scheduled for release, as well as Agam, the two girls who we know are still alive. They are scheduled for release. We are told a male hostage will also be released. I yesterday mentioned Keith's name, and I assumed that it is most likely to be Keith Siegel, and that has not been confirmed. So that is just my speculation based on some of the information that's come out. So we understand that three hostages, two females and a male, will be released on Thursday, and that there will be a further release of hostages, three in total, also on Saturday. We don't know who they are going to be. Their names are supposed to be given to us 24 hours before the time of their release. What we also know is that the list of the remaining 26 hostages who are set for release in this phase one have been released to the Israeli authorities, including, we understand, their general state, in other words, whether they are alive or not alive. That information has not been officially released, and I know that there's a lot of information circulating wildly on social media about who's alive and who's not alive, and a lot of attention to the Bibas family and their general state of well-being. The Shiri Bibas, along with her two children, Ariel and Kfir, are set for release during this first phase. Their father, Yarden, or the husband and father, Yarden, his name is not on the list for the first phase, but we certainly are very concerned about Shiri and her children and how they might be doing or not doing. That information, we understand, has been actually communicated to the families. For those people who have received information on social media about the state of these hostages, I encourage you not to circulate that. It's not been officially released, and until such time as that is officially released, I would say that it's better not to send that around. But we do know that at least 8 of those 26 are not alive. That's what we understand. So there is some bad news that we are still expecting to hear over the course of the next few weeks. Still a lot of attention being given to what might be in the second phase. The second phase is due to be a phase where Hamas is removed from power. Now, the likelihood of that happening to me seems pretty remote, especially when we saw hundreds of thousands of people returning through the Netzarim corridor yesterday to northern Gaza, being marshaled by Hamas operatives, terrorists, armed police, call them what you wish. They seem to be intermingled with the crowd without much control. It's incredible how Hamas is presenting the show of strength in spite of the war that's been raging for the past 15 months, and one has to wonder how they are still standing on their feet and able to marshal their forces in the way that they're doing right now. But of course, the second phase is not only about removing Hamas from power, it's also about returning more hostages. And let's not forget that there's still 90 Israeli hostages in Gaza. Some of them are foreign nationals. A little known fact is that 8 of those hostages are Thai nationals. We believe that they are alive. We also believe that there are some bodies of Thai nationals and other foreign workers in Gaza right now. And it's interesting that the Shamir Medical Center, which was formerly the Asaf HaRofe Hospital, that particular hospital is gearing itself up to receive foreign nationals coming from Gaza hostages, and they are making a lot of effort to ensure that particularly the Thai nationals are properly catered for when they're released from Gaza, that there are translators, that there's relevant food that would be appropriate for them, that initially it was believed that the Thai nationals would want to be kept on their own when they come out of Gaza, but it turned out that they wanted to be kept in groups. So that's also being catered for. 6 medical centers in Israel, all in all, have been preparing themselves for the receipt of hostages from Gaza. It's quite a process and it's very well organized, and the hospital staff are fully geared up to cope with it, both in terms of applying emergency medical treatment in the event that it might be needed, as well as helping them just to overcome, to get back to regular food, to get back to regular exercise, to overcome the psychological issues that they've had to confront. So the hospitals are all geared up and with a huge teams ready to receive these hostages and to give them every treatment that they might need.
Just incredible. Anthony Reich, that is where we leave it. It's just gone 8 o'clock. We'll catch you tomorrow morning with the Israel Report at 7:45.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.